Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is Bimbo News with your hosts, Allie Siegel, Melissa Steffi.
Hello, and welcome to Web Crawlers Bimbo News on this incredible Super Bowl Sunday. I'm Allie Siegel.
I'm Melissa Stettin.
This is a podcast where we'll cover everything from viral news stories to pop culture to things that we watch on TV during the week. We have a Patreon. Our true crime episodes are now only available at patreon.com/webcrawlers for $5 a month. You'll get 2 to 3 episodes a month. Please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and call into our hotline and leave a voicemail if you'd like to be on our mailbag episodes. The number is
626-63-42069. Nice.
Melissa, who are our patrons this week?
We've got Kate O, Rainbow T,
ooh,
Sophia A, and Lauren W.
Welcome to the team, y'all. We are excited to have you. Now, let's get into Bimbo News. This week in Weird, what do we have going on?
We got a fish bandit, baby.
Ooh, and that's not just what I call people who go down on me.
Exactly. This is a teen whose Instagram name is @fish_bandit84.
Interesting.
He was arrested in Provo, Utah for taping fish to ATMs and other objects.
Isn't Provo, Utah, like the bad teen capital of the world? Isn't that like where all the bad
teen... Mormon. Oh, the teen like high school.
I think that's where the teen rehabilitation centers are.
Yes.
Like that's where they sent Paris Hilton.
This kid needs to go to one of those schools.
Yeah.
He's 17. He's done more than a dozen of these pranks.
They August have like cigarettes December. In their mouths, the fish.
Now that's funny.
Yeah.
He would just take pictures of them and then he would caption them with like live, laugh, tape fish on ATMs. And it's just, there's just so many pictures of fish on ATMs.
There's one on a police car,
subway station. And people started, I think, copying him because there were other pictures in Germany, Guatemala, Phoenix.
Yeah. Oh,
another
boy.
Another was taken in the bathroom of a Bass Pro Shops store.
Bass Pro Shops have had an exciting last few months.
They really have. They really have. So I'm all for this fish bandit.
Yeah, he's like a real Banksy.
It's a fun, you know, there's no real victims, you know. Your fingers might smell a little fishy, but
yeah,
it's a good prank.
Who's don't?
Whose don't? Whose fingers don't smell like fish, am I right? Okay, then this is a story. This is actually from a few years ago.
Okay.
But I thought it was funny. The headline is, missing man joins search party looking for himself.
Oh, boy. What happened here?
Well, this is in Turkey. Beyhan Mutlu had been drinking with friends.
Oh, no.
And he wandered into a forest.
Oh, no.
And he failed to return. I guess it had been a couple hours. His wife and friends called the police. And there was a search party. And then Mr. Mutlu, who was 50, was drunk. And he came across the search party. And he was like, okay, what are we looking for? And then, so he was like searching. And then people started calling out his name. He's like, oh, it's me.
That's going to be a good story at his recovery group
one day. I know.
He's really, hi, I'm Mutlu, and this was my rock bottom.
This was my rock bottom. I was in a search party, and I didn't realize I was so drunk that they were searching for
looking for me. That's so amazing. Oh, boy. Well, I'm glad that you found yourself.
You found yourself in many ways.
And metaphorically. Well, this, if you ever find yourself in a Taco Bell in 2024, they just had their, like, I don't know, food conference or whatever it was in Las Vegas. Wow, Las Vegas getting a lot of action, too. It was their Liv Moss event. Oh. Hopefully didn't turn out like the last Taco Bell party that was an orgy where people were throwing up in guacamole bowls.
Yeah.
But they... released all their new food items for 2024.
Ooh.
Yeah, some exciting stuff. There's going to be a cheesy chicken crispinata.
What is that?
Exactly. So it's a tender chicken tucked inside a delicate pastry dough, crisped to perfection, kind of like
pastry
an empanada.
Dough.
Yeah, they're going to release chicken nuggets, which I'm kind of surprised they didn't already have. Yeah, but with lots of different sauces.
Okay.
So the signature, which I'm interested in, signature Taco Bell sauce, jalapeno honey mustard. They're going to have cheesy street chalupas. This is not sponsored by Taco Bell, by the way, but if they want to sponsor us,
I love a chalupa.
Out. Yeah, we'll at them. Which is a cheesy street chalupas, which is like a cheesy flatbread, which will turn you into a fat bread. A small tortilla stuffed with a mouthwatering blend of different cheeses.
Ooh.
This is interesting. A Mountain Dew Baja Blast gelato.
Whoa.
I also heard they're doing a Baja Blast pie.
A pie?
Yeah. The guy who tasted it said it tastes kind of like a key lime pie.
I was going to say a key lime style.
Yeah. And then they're having different taco shells. They're doing a Cheez-It taco shell and a tahini taco shell.
Cheez-It taco shell. Yeah, that could be good.
Yeah, I think it's just like a cheesy taco shell. Oh, this is exciting. And I guess they're also doing tahini twists and a tahini strawberry freeze. That I bet is good. I love tahini.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
Uh-huh.
And then wow, this is surprising. They're going with Salt and Straw. They're collabing with Salt and Straw, the ice cream company.
Oh, I love them. I get it delivered all the time.
Yeah, that's like a little highbrow, lowbrow to make a ice cream chocolate taco.
Salt and Straw is so good. I didn't know
in
Portland. I thought it was like a local LA thing.
I did too. That's
I guess
surprising.
They're getting bigger maybe.
Yeah, hand-pressed waffle cones, fresh-made, I'm hungry,
fresh-made
cinnamon ancho ice cream dipped in single-origin chocolate, studded with toasted brown rice and complete with sweet sauces and dips.
Toasted brown rice?
Oh, I am.
What?
I don't know, but I'll get it.
I'll try it.
It seems like it's like a churro ice cream taco or something.
Oh.
And then there's Beekeeper Coffee cold brew drink. A horchata cold brew latte.
Ooh, I love a horchata.
Yeah. So, oh, wow, they had the Taco Bell Awards.
Oh.
which they got Menu Hack of the Year, Wedding of the Year, Drive Through Ride of the Year, Best Liv Moss Moment, and Super Fan of the Year.
Wedding of the Year? What do you mean Wedding of the Year?
It was probably, they probably had
catered?
Taco Bell cater their wedding. I'm sure this was all TikTok related.
Oh.
Yeah. So if you're a Taco Bell fan, get excited for that. Also having to do with eating, this was from Food Beast. There's a digital Tony Soprano Tamagotchi.
Oh, I saw you post this on Instagram.
Yeah, and you can feed it gabagool.
Gabagool.
I don't know what gabagool is. What is gabagool?
Is it...
is it a meat?
Is it capicola?
Do you know I literally thought gabagool was like an insensitive term for Italians this whole time?
Oh, yeah. I can see that. No,
I didn't
capicola
know it was
meat.
A food. I thought it was like, you gabagool. Should, I thought it was a word you shouldn't say this whole time.
That's so funny. Gabagool. But, you can't say gabagool
anymore. Yeah, I was like, what? Melissa, bleep it out. yeah, so
it's like a prosciutto meat type of thing.
It's probably on my Meat Lovers Italian sub that I get near my house.
Yeah, I bet it is.
So anyways, there's this Tony Soprano gabagool Tamagotchi. And it
Tony
looks
Gachi.
Amazing. Yeah, oh my God, Tony Gachi, yes. It instead of being like an egg, it looks like Tony Soprano. And then it has like a LED, you know, computer
That's
thing
amazing.
In the middle that looks like Tony, and you can like feed it. I don't know if it poops or what. It is unfortunately $750.
Oh, it's this account that makes... he makes like one-off toys.
Yeah, it's already sold out, but it looks
That's
incredible.
Cool.
It'll probably pop up on eBay if you really want one.
What is this? It says play therapy game. Feed me. Take care of me.
Oh my God, that's really funny. A therapy game.
That's funny.
He's just like fucking the therapist. Then there's Brian Johnson, who we've talked about before, the guy who wants to stay young forever. This really interesting article that's like... It's like there's all these people who have interviewed him about his quest to be young forever.
Mm-hmm.
And no one has ever asked him if he has had COVID.
Right.
And it's crazy because, you know, he's doing this during a pandemic and everyone's talking to him about, you know, his longevity. And no one's ever said, do you have COVID? Have you had COVID?
Right.
What do you do to protect yourself against COVID? And finally, someone asked him, and he's like, yeah, I've had COVID, and it really wrecked my lungs.
Yeah, this guy just tweeted at him, and he just responded, just randomly.
Yeah. And so he said, I've had a mild case of COVID in November 22. And it caused a loss of 15% of my lung capacity that I've never gotten back.
That's crazy.
Which makes me wonder, because most of us who have had COVID, Melissa is a novid, I think they've called
it. Knock on wood, haven't had it yet.
Seriously. But it makes me think, like, most of us don't have access to thorough body testing after we've had COVID.
Right.
So I'm like, I wonder what it did to my body.
I wonder, how do you get your lungs tested? I think it's just an x-ray, right? To see if there's any like spots in there.
Yeah. Or
I
maybe
wonder.
It's like a breath test or
I don't
know. Or your heart. Cause I know heart issues.
I know. How do you know?
Well.
How do you know? I guess.
Cause I know I have, tachycardia, which is, I'm probably pronouncing it wrong, but it's an elevated heart rate.
And you can, and they found that out through like an EKG, right? Where they do the
no, it's just things. my like when you go to the doctor and they test, you know, like your blood
it's just
pressure
elevated.
And your heart rate. It's just I like normal is between like 50 and 80, and
yeah.
I'm always at like 100, like 120.
Dang,
it's like my normal flat heart rate.
You're always working
but,
out,
exactly. Yeah, my stress is always working out, but I'm like I don't remember it always being that way. And
right.
I'm wondering if I've had that since COVID, if I've just had an elevated heart rate since COVID.
Do you have,
I don't
know. You don't have an Apple Watch, right?
No, I have my Aura ring though.
And that tracks your heartbeat?
Yeah.
Right? But how long have you had the Aura ring?
only since like COVID.
Oh, so you wouldn't know like before.
Yeah, but next time I go to the doctor, I'm going to be like, let's look back a few years.
Oh, right. What? They have records.
Yeah. So I want to be like, what was it like before
right.
COVID? Because I'm wondering if that's as a result. So it's just interesting.
Yeah. And it's interesting because this guy has access to the best healthcare in the world because he's a billionaire or whatever, millionaire.
Right.
And the fact that he still has lung, like 15% reduction in lung capacity is like, well, there's nothing that you can do.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure he's done everything.
Right. And also the fact that he like got COVID and has repercussions mm-hmm. from it, you know, it's just interesting.
Yeah, interesting.
Speaking of illnesses, I saw, this is kind of interesting. Mutant wolves roaming the Chernobyl exclusion zone have developed cancer resilient abilities.
Oh, have they?
Yeah, but it's kind of an interesting thing about immunity. Again, I am not a doctor, but you would think being around radiation causes cancer.
Yes, it does.
But they've been around it so much that they have developed an immunity towards it. Like, I am sure through, yeah. you know, like, genes and through several generations, they've wow. developed, like, an immunity to the radiation. So I don't know what that means or how it happened or how that works.
That's
but
interesting.
It could be an interesting thing to study.
Because there's a lot of animals that live in the zone yeah. there that are the whatever exclusion zone or whatever that are like
yeah.
thriving, that are like doing well.
Yeah. And I love that they call them like mutant wolves.
Mutant.
And a girlfriend of mine did a documentary. I don't know if it's out yet or whatever
yeah.
happened to it. Yeah. About, God, her name is escaping me right now.
It's about the animals, right?
No, it's about people who live outside
oh,
the like near
right.
and outside the exclusion zones and like their lives and how they're doing and things like that. I haven't seen it. I just saw that she was filming it.
Oh yeah. I remember.
And
that.
So I wonder how they're doing and what I don't know. But it's
ooh,
just,
this article says Chernobyl dogs, the descendants of former residents' pets, may also
are very
possess,
good boys and girls.
Are very good.
They're good boys and treats.
They're good boys. They're good boys.
They may also possess similar cancer resilience, though they haven't
crazy.
Been studied the same way.
It's
wow.
like,
fascinating.
It's like when they, in the Netherlands, how they leave the kids out in the cold. when
yeah.
they go inside and they have the strongest immunity ever.
Yeah.
And I swear, I'm not meaning to talk about COVID so much. I'm not like QAnon. But I swear I've been getting sicker since COVID, like more colds.
You have
because
been.
I haven't been leaving the house as much and I'm wearing a mask all the time. So I'm not getting surrounded by pathogens and stuff as much. So my immune system, I feel like, has gotten lower. So then when I do get in contact with a cold, I like immediately
right.
get sick. And it's interesting. When I was a teacher, I like never got sick because I was
really?
Around germs. I was around germs constantly. So I
wow.
like my immune system got so much better.
Right.
But when you're not around germs as much, like when you come in contact with a germ, your immune system is like, oh no. And it, you know, because you don't have the like immunity to it. I don't know. It's interesting.
That
also,
interesting.
Again, I'm not a doctor, so everything I say could be totally wrong. Like a doctor's
no,
going to call in and be like, you're full of shit.
So I remember when COVID first started, like didn't leave my house for 2 years. The first time I did leave my house, we went to see a movie in like 2021 or something. Like
yeah.
And I hadn't been sick in like 2 years. I got a cold and it wasn't COVID because I tested and I
right.
was so fucking sick for like 2 weeks because
yeah.
I hadn't been sick in so long.
Seriously, yeah, because I like never really leave the house anymore.
Yeah.
When I do, I wear a mask. And then if I leave the house and like I like won't wear a mask at physical therapy or stuff like that because I am working out.
Yeah.
It's kind of like too hard. And then if I get sick, I'm like, oh my God, it really takes me out.
Yeah, fascinating.
Anyways, in terms of things coming out of you, bad. I read this morning. A woman gave birth in a McDonald's parking lot and nicknamed her baby Little McFlurry.
I mean, that's a good nickname.
It is really
good. I would call my baby McFlurry.
Yeah, baby McNugget was also a contender.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, so she was in the parking lot in Wisconsin, Muskego, Wisconsin. The mother was Annalisa Beck, mother of three.
Damn.
And it was a snowy January 12th. She felt painful contractions, and I guess she set out for the hospital, and she was like, I feel like I'm sitting on the baby's head. Like, I cannot make it to the hospital. So they pulled into the McDonald's parking lot.
Oh, my God.
She's like, I can't drive anymore. I feel like I'm having the baby and the weather's too dangerous.
Was she driving herself?
No. Her husband was driving. Her husband was driving. That'd be so funny if she's like, I'm driving and I'm sitting on the baby. So they pulled into the parking lot to wait for an ambulance. But that baby came right out in the back seat of the car at the McDonald's. So they named it, or they nicknamed it Little McFlurry.
That's terrifying.
Yeah. Real name, baby Micah is what they named.
Wow. And
is Micah a girl's name or a boy's name?
It he, either.
Micah.
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 Anyways, what a beautiful place to have a baby.
I mean, that's great.
The parking lot. Yeah. Yeah, you can get some fries after. I'm sure you're hungry. Can you eat right after you have a baby?
Oh, yes.
That's like when you probably want to eat the most, right?
Yes, because I didn't really eat during
labor
contractions. I was throwing up.
You barfed, didn't you? Yeah.
I was throwing up like every 10 minutes.
Oh, that sounds so bad.
I think from like the epidural or something. I don't know. I was just...
Well, and the pain, I'm sure.
I didn't really feel much pain.
Well, right, the epidural.
Because epidural. Good point. Yeah, I was barfing. Oh, no, I ate like, because you're not supposed to eat deli meat while you're pregnant.
Oh, right.
So I ate like a ham sandwich. I was eating salami.
You had some gabagool.
Like, cheese. I had some gabagool.
Yeah, you're like Tony Soprano.
I ate so much. I mean, it was hospital food. It wasn't that good. But I was like, I'll take all the ham slices.
Yeah. Oh, you're like, just give me ham.
Just give me,
the ham this hospital has. Stat.
There's a picture of me like sitting in the hospital bed, like eating a ham sandwich.
You're like pressing the panic button. You're like, ham, instead of morphine, ham. You're like, more ham. I need ham. Ma'am, you can't have ham for another hour. I don't care.
I need ham. I need the ham.
I need the ham.
Pressing the button.
That's so funny. Well, in entertainment news, the Grammys were last week. I don't even know when they were. Time flies.
They were last Sunday.
God, it's been a week since then. What the fuck?
And I feel like they were good.
They were actually one of the better award shows that I've seen in a while.
Yes. And there was
Trevor Noah. Came out hard and fast in the beginning.
Yeah.
I was like, is he on cocaine? But then he chilled out a little bit. But it was a good show.
He's a good host.
He is a good host because he doesn't...
He's really like, he's so good at like taking awkward moments and like making them not awkward. And like, he's just really good at it. He should host all the award shows.
Because he doesn't make it about him.
Right.
He's just like, I'm here to be of service and this is a job.
Yeah.
This isn't, I'm not here to get myself jobs or to get myself, you know, accolades. I'm just
to
host.
He's not really, like, the way he makes fun of people isn't, like, mean-spirited. It's always funny. Yeah.
He's neutral.
Yes.
He's
good. Neutral.
Who performed? Dua Lipa
Tracy
performed?
Chapman.
Oh my God.
She hasn't performed in like over 10 years or something.
Yeah, like 10, 20 years or something. She was so
good. It is the greatest performance. And she sounds exactly like her album.
If not better.
If not better.
I tweeted, I was like, I can't explain it, but I feel like God is like channeling through her.
like when it was revealed, because it was a surprise, when it was revealed that it was her and people were like screaming and cheering, like she was so excited and happy.
Oh,
it was, she's great. Love
what
her.
It is at award shows, I feel like there's so much ego. And she's just, you can tell she loves music.
Yeah.
And she is so full of gratitude and joy and humility. Mm-hmm. And it's just so beautiful to see. And she's just telling like human stories and connecting with people. And it's just really.
Did you know that album is from 1988?
Are you serious? That's crazy.
Yeah, because I listened to it a lot in high school. It's like one of my favorite albums. And I was like, wait, this is from 1988? Like, it's so timeless.
I feel like 1994 was when it was popping.
I know. It didn't get popular until later.
How bizarre.
I know.
You know what was weird is I thought Beyonce's outfit in behavior was bizarre. Her husband got some sort of award. I can't remember.
Oh, he got, what was it?
I don't know. And she was dressed as a cowgirl. I know there's probably a lot of Beyonce fans. I'm not one of them. I think
you're not a Beyonce fan.
I don't know what it is about me. There's something I don't like about
really?
Her.
Really?
She rubs me the wrong way.
Interesting.
I think she just seems like a bitch.
Wow.
I don't connect with her. I don't know what it is.
Wow.
I thought it was weird that she was hiding out. I thought it was weird that she left early. I don't know. Everything, I don't like it. I don't know what it is. I don't like
Have you
it.
Never seen a Beyonce show?
Not live.
Wow.
I'm sure she's a great performer. I think she's a great artist.
Taylor, though, like until this year, I had no connection. Her music was nothing. I was like, who the fuck is, I don't understand her. And then I was like, oh, okay, I get it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure one day I'll hop on board. I loved Lemonade. I loved when I saw like the video, I loved it. But
you can't connect with every musician.
I think I like the art. I don't love the artist.
Interesting. What was that Jay-Z? He talked about Beyonce not getting a Grammy for album of the year.
Best album. Yeah, it's like she's gotten Grammys for singles, but not album.
She has like, what, over like 30 Grammys or something for everything?
Oh, when Taylor Swift announced that she was releasing a new album.
Oh, yeah.
What is that, like Dead Poets?
Tortured Poets Club Society
Academy
of Arts
and the other girlies in the crowd did not seem happy about it. There were like some eye rolls when they showed.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
Yeah, they showed like Ed Sheeran and Olivia Rodrigo and I can't remember who else. But the other people who were nominated for the same award, and they were just kind of like, oh, God.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they didn't seem so thrilled. So, anyways, it was a good show.
Yeah.
But
Taylor won Album of the Year for Midnights, right?
Did she? I never can remember who won.
Because it was, remember, Lana Del Rey was nominated and she dragged Lana Del Rey up
that
on stage.
That was embarrassing
with her.
To me.
It seemed like Lana didn't want to go on
no,
stage because she was nominated for Album of the Year. And Taylor's like, come on, because she like sang on a song, one song or a couple songs.
Yeah, Lana did not want to go on stage.
And it seemed like she didn't. She's like, no. And Taylor's like, come on.
I thought it was kind of condescending.
Yes.
The way Taylor kind of carted Lana along, it felt very Make-A-Wish to me.
And right, like what's Lana just stood in the back like, okay, like what's she supposed to do? Celebrate that she just lost?
Yeah, and
like
also
what's she supposed to do? Be like, oh,
throughout
congrats,
the show,
Taylor.
Yeah, like I saw other clips of Taylor kind of being like, where's Lana? Where's Lana? And like fixing right. Lana's hair and outfit throughout the night.
I saw that, yeah.
And I was like, she's an adult.
It's weird.
And what are you doing? It was just, it felt like infantilizing her and it was weird.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Well, speaking of America's biggest day in music and sports,
in
and
music.
I guess there's sports too, Super Bowl, it's Usher's performing?
Yes, he is.
Random to me, but okay.
Yeah, I think it'll be good.
The only thing I don't like is I heard that Justin Timberlake has arrived in Vegas.
Oh, is he performing too?
I think he's going to
surprise.
Are Usher
and Justin Timberlake pals?
They have a song together, which I didn't even realize.
They do?
Yeah, I saw it. What is it?
I saw that Justin Bieber might be performing too.
Oh, Confessions / Selfish? What is it? If I Want To. Usher, If I Want To, featuring Justin Timberlake.
Is it
what
a
song
new song?
Is that?
I don't even know what that is. Usher Confessions. It's from 2022. I'm sure he'll bring up a bunch of.
Yeah, bunch I just of. Don't need to see them bop it around on stage together. Justin Timberlake doing his little hip hop dancing.
No, like Justin
I don't
Bieber.
Need it.
I don't mind.
Yeah, I don't mind Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not a fan, but I
no.
don't mind it.
He's been through a lot.
Like, yeah, he has his demons. Listen,
he's got some demons, you know what?
You know what?
Good
Justin
for him.
Justin Bieber, I think, has admitted to his demons.
I think he's got a good heart. I think he's got a good heart.
Yeah, I don't know if Justin Timberlake has a good heart.
I don't think he does.
Yeah, I think he's problematic.
Mm-mm.
I don't know what it is. I think he has some issues. And I don't think he'll ever face him.
He doesn't have to.
Yeah, because he's around enablers.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like it. We'll see who wins. I just hope everyone has fun at the
big
game. I hope it's a tie game at the big game.
It goes into like 20 wins. Overtimes and they're like,
yeah.
What?
Yeah, I hope everyone wins at the big game. I'm going to make some nachos.
Ooh.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens. And then this was some big news in the podcasting universe.
Speaking of rappers, so this lady named Bobby Althoff, who has been interviewing mostly rappers the past like year.
Yeah.
I guess she kind of came out of nowhere. She's like early 20s. She's doing like a Zach Galifianakis Between Two Ferns shtick.
Yeah, she's a very, I don't like her.
It's
like,
deadpan dry interviews. And I watched the Drake one. She tries to be awkward And it is awkward.
She comes off as kind of like racist, honestly, because she mostly interviews black people and she comes off as very like disinterested and like, I don't want to be here, but I'll interview you, and just weird and uncomfortable. But then one time she interviewed Scarlett Johansson and she was like very excited and interested.
Oh, really?
And present. Yeah. And it was just weird.
Interesting. I did see she just recently interviewed a rapper, a female rapper who thought, do you see the clip who thought, Bobby said, you're a musician, right? And she's like, I'm not a magician. Like, thought she said magician.
Yeah, but then I also heard, I saw that and I was like, that's actually pretty funny. But then I also heard that the woman was doing a bit and that Bobby didn't get it. So I'm like, I don't know what's happening here. I was just like,
that makes
it,
more
like,
sense.
Went over my head. Yeah.
Because she was like, magician? What do you think? I do tricks and stuff? And Bobby's like, I said musician. She's like, no, I'm not one of those. And I'm, that makes more sense that she was in on it.
Yeah, I like didn't. I
throwing the joke
it, like,
back
went
at
over,
her.
Yeah, it went over my head.
That makes me feel better because I was like, wait, what is this lady?
Yeah.
What is happening? So she got, so she's divorced. She has a husband and two young kids. Her husband is like a Silicon Valley tech guy or something.
Oh, really?
Something. And who's like super rich, and I guess she like they're like friends with billionaires or something. She's very rich, and she got divorced, but it turns out they separated July 2023, right around the same time she interviewed Drake.
Yep.
So people were like,
interesting.
But so this article in TMZ, I remember this happening where, like, she interviewed Drake. Drake gave her tickets to his concert.
Yeah.
And she went to it, and it was turned out it was only, like, general admission. And
that's
so she
actually
was
pretty funny.
She was very pissed, and she tried to go backstage, and, like, she was denied. And she was, like, tweeting at Drake during the show, apparently. Like, what the fuck?
Oh, my God.
I don't know
I didn't know
any
about
of this.
This
is a whole bit, but apparently she was really pissed. And then Drake's agent and manager made her take the interview down. Something happened.
God.
They had like a falling out, like, cause they were texting afterwards. And I don't, it's weird.
Yeah. I think there's allegations that she had had an affair with Drake. And
that's what people are
saying. Yeah. And that's what prompted her divorce, and then like I don't know,
but some people say because she would keep her children's names private, and her husband's very private, and there was a rumor that like her husband was not happy with her like sudden fan like superstardom, and that he didn't want anything to do with that. So that could be a reason, but it's weird. The whole Drake thing is weird.
Yeah, the whole...
And it's like, did she get to interview these people in the first place? That's...
Because she's not on, like, a network. She's...
No.
I don't know if she is now, but she, like, is privately...
She was just a random girl.
Yeah, who all of a sudden interviewed
all
Drake.
All of a sudden got...
kind of weird. And also, Drake just had did you see he had a pee-pee video?
What?
Really... Yeah, a pee-pee video was leaked of his
a pee-pee
dong,
video
of his dong.
Well, how?
I don't know.
A girl leaked it.
A girl must have leaked it. Oh, I see you googling.
Melissa
could not just Google
video
faster.
Drake's dick on timeline. I opened X today and saw Drake's dick on Reddit.
It's big. It's big and floppy. He's kind of like he's kind of like playing around with it. Yeah, it's like an elephant's trunk.
An elephant's trunk.
It's like flopping around in a circle.
Wait,
it's
what?
Big.
Hold on. Well, I'm sure if
it's
I just
it's big
go
and
to...
scary. It scared me.
Wait, watch Drake. Oh, it's a video?
Yeah.
Wait, there's a whole Twitter account called Drake's Dick Huge. I don't know. I'm sure it got taken down. Oh,
it's
there it
the
is.
The best day of Drake's life.
Whoa.
Yeah. baby elephant trunk.
Okay.
Yeah.
That checks out.
Now I know where he's got his ego from.
Okay,
I saw it was really funny. I saw a tweet that was like, now I know why Drake needed a wheelchair in Degrassi. He had to carry that around.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Oh boy, man.
Speaking of lovers,
mm-hmm.
there's this, I don't want to get too much into the plot because I think right. we should maybe do our true crime episode on
it. I was thinking the same thing. It's a good story with a twist.
A huge twist. Lots of twists.
There's
a doc on Netflix called Lover, Stalker, Killer. Mm-hmm. And it is the craziest story of dating and stalking and murder and just crazy bonkers banana stuff. So we'll do our true crime episode on that.
Yeah.
There's also another new documentary. I can't remember the name of it.
It was the cult one.
Yeah, it's like about cults and aliens.
Yeah,
and
Raul or something. What is it?
Yeah. I tried to watch some of it and I was like, this is boring.
Rael.
I'll give it another shot. It's in French and I watched it dubbed in English and I was like, maybe it loses its magic when it's dubbed.
Oh yeah, so dubbing is weird. Dubbing
Rael, dubbing, the like,
alien
loses.
Prophet. Oh, it started in the 1970s by Claude Vorilhin.
Yeah, we know him.
Yeah.
He's good. Yeah, so anyways, I'll check that out too. Well, those are some movies. But speaking mm-hmm. of television, let's get into some TV that we're watching.
Well, are you all up to date on The Bachelor?
Boy, do I love him.
He's great, right?
If I ever break up, I'm going to try to...
I also will say he is the first white bachelor who genuinely seems interested in women of color.
Yes.
Because I feel like 100%. Past seasons, they'll keep like a woman of color to like the last four.
Because like the producers, yeah.
As like, oh no, I'm like, you know, I'm open to this. You're not open to it. You're just doing it to make yourself look good. But this guy, he's like genuinely into all sorts of women. It's great.
Melissa, that is such a good point.
Uh-huh.
100%. And I think that honestly, a lot of it comes from having sisters.
Yeah, I bet.
He was raised with a few sisters. I think he has two or three sisters.
Yeah.
And I think that he like really understands women and respects women and has reverence for women and grew up like as the younger brother who kind of like supported women.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean that in like a creepy way where like a guy's like, how can I hate women? I have a mom. You know, he's just
I got a sister
like
and a wife and a daughter.
Yeah. he seems like an actual good guy.
Yeah.
And someone made a good point when one of the women said, you know, he remembers what you say to him and he'll bring it up the next time you talk to him.
Yeah.
And
it's a good trait to have.
Yes. And one of the girls was upset about something and he said, can I give you a hug? And it was so sweet and innocent.
Yeah.
And I was like, this guy is just, he's emotionally intelligent.
Yes.
And that's very simple. It seems simple, but it's rare.
It's very rare.
Especially on
The Bachelor. These people are all fucking nuts.
Yeah. He's sensitive, but not super beta.
Right.
And it's nice.
Yes. There's this girl. Well, there are these two girls fighting. Ugh. There's that one blonde girl. It's so dumb. Something about calling someone old, who was like 29, by the way.
And then,
and then she was telling Joey that she's being bullied, lying about it. Totally lying. No one's being bullied. And then last week, she posted something on TikTok about
Tic Tac.
About she did like the definition of gaslighting. And it's like, girl, you're, and then everyone was commenting, you're the one gaslighting the other girl. And she like deleted the video. She's just trying to create drama when like there is none.
It's just anytime you're fighting with another girl and then bringing it to the guy, it never turns out well.
You're going
home. Have you watched the show? Don't do it.
You never engage. You just be like, oh, I don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah, it's so stupid. It's a pretty good season.
I like it.
He's great.
Vanderpump.
I'm watching it, but I'm like, I'm over it, kind of.
Really?
It's
a different vibe this season. It's so like, because you know they're all making a lot of money. And
yes. Yeah.
I don't know. It's a weird vibe. They're all very self-aware, extremely.
Right.
Hopefully, as the season goes on, they'll like kind of forget a little.
Yeah.
But
it's they all know their film. They all know they're on a television show. They all know the repercussions of making mistakes on a television show. And it's hard to watch when you're kind of not rooting for anyone.
I know.
So I'm
kind of rooting for Lala.
I do like Lala.
I've done like a 180 on Lala.
Me too. I do like Lala. Yes. So we'll see where it goes.
And her, Sandoval's assistant, turns out it's Anne Maddox. She's played in our basketball league since the beginning.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Do we know what team she's on? Or we probably shouldn't.
She was on, I don't remember what team she was on. But she's been in the league forever. She's like a comedian too, like does improv. But she quit? Or she, Ariana's
assistant.
She quit.
Yeah, she quit working for Tom and now works for Ariana.
Right. And then she has a podcast.
Called like No NDA. I signed an NDA
or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
I haven't listened. I don't know.
I think it's funny that she works for Ariana now because I thought Ariana was being pretty rude to her.
Right.
And I didn't like
that.
That's
what I thought too.
So I don't know.
I don't know.
Weird show.
I'll still watch it, but who knows?
I'll still watch it just because I'm desperate to watch TV.
Desperate.
The Traitors. Are you watching The Traitors?
Yes, we are all caught up.
Oh, it is so
It's good.
Yeah. Last episode, they threw a kind of weird twist in where there was no table at the end where they talked about murdering someone.
Right.
But they just had to like save people. It was kind of weird.
Yeah.
It was like Survivor-esque a little bit, but it is the funniest like Looney Tunes
that
show.
Because everyone was posting that picture of what's her name? MJ?
MJ from Shaw's
and
Sunset.
I was like, I haven't seen that episode yet. And then we watched that episode last night. It's so fun. That I don't know what is so funny. It's just her walking backwards wearing these like cargo pants. I don't know. It's just the whole thing is just it's just funny. For some reason it's funny.
It's such because she's walking with like a toddler with a poop in its pants.
Cause she like comes in and like there's a group talking and they're like, oh, can we have a moment? And she like slowly backs out.
So funny. It's just the whole show is so good. Phaedra is the funniest person ever.
And amazing.
She's from Housewives of Atlanta, and she has a crush on CT from like Real World Challenge.
Yeah.
And it is just the whole thing is just so stupid and so funny. It's amazing.
It's very good.
And then True Detective season 4 is just turning into such a flop.
Yeah, what happened?
It was so promising in the beginning.
Those first two episodes, I think, were great. And now I'm like, what?
I think they couldn't decide what it was.
Right.
And now it's just nothing.
Right.
It's not about the supernatural.
Mm-mm.
It's not about True Detective season 1. Mm-mm. They're not like going back to that Easter egg. It's not about indigenous women or indigenous murders in the area. It's there's so many threads and themes that they could choose from, and they're not delving into any of them. It's just,
it sucks.
It's just really weird. I was like, unless the, because the finale is next week.
How many episodes are there?
I know.
Huh?
I know. It makes no sense. And I was like, unless the finale is 3 hours long.
Because there's been, what, 4 episodes?
Yes.
There's only 5 episodes total?
Yeah, it's like 5 or 6. I can't remember if there's been 4 or 5 episodes so far. But unless the finale is 3 hours long, then there's no way they're wrapping everything up or getting into what's going on.
What are they doing? Oh, yeah, episode 5 is, oh, tonight.
And no, then it's already out.
Oh, right.
It's already out, 11th,
yeah. So then, yeah, I guess 6 episodes?
They released it yesterday, I think, because of Super Bowl.
Oh.
But don't worry, nothing happens.
God, that sucks. What a bummer.
I was so excited for like some weird,
I know,
Dyatlov Pass, like Skinwalker thing, and it's just nothing is fucking happening except trying to make queer women be straight. It's just so weird. We saw Kate Berlant's play.
Yes, we did.
At the Pasadena Playhouse, and it was so good.
That was the funniest show I've ever seen, maybe.
Yeah, it was so creative and unique.
And we had front row seats.
I was so scared
because it was mostly sold out, and then she added a show when I was looking for tickets, and I was like, oh, they just added a show. And so I got 4 tickets in the front row, and it was very intense. So
it was.
So we were, she's just like staring at us.
Eye contact.
Yeah, a lot of eye contact. It's very intense. But it was, hopefully it's going to be like streaming somewhere.
I hope that they filmed it to
I'm sure
it.
They did. Because it was directed by Bo Burnham.
Directed by Bo Burnham. It was just,
it was so funny.
Oh my God.
It was unbelievable.
It went places that I couldn't even imagine.
Every line she had was hilarious. Everything she did was hilarious. It was like surprising and like, just all over the place. It was crazy. It was so good.
I think it closes soon, but if you're in Los Angeles, try to sneak in and see it. But really amazing, amazing play.
Yeah.
But you read a book?
Oh, I'm currently reading a book that I really like. It's called The Memory Police. And so it was written in 1994, I believe, by this Japanese author, Yoko Ogawa. And then it was translated in 2019. And so that's kind of when it got popular. And I was reading about it, and it's currently being made into a movie starring Lily Gladstone.
I was going to say Scarlett Johansson.
Scarlett Johansson, yeah. Lily Gladstone of Killers of the Flower Moon, and Charlie Kaufman writing it. So I'm like,
wow.
Because it's a really good book. It's like 1984-esque. It's about this,
how cool,
this novelist who lives on this island, and like random things disappear. Like ribbons or birds, and like the whole, and like everyone's memory is wiped of them. But some weird group of people still remember the things. And they're like, there's a thing called the memory police who's like trying to wipe out. It's very good. It's very interesting.
It's kind of like The Giver. It's giving The Giver.
It is. It's giving The Giver.
Remember when they remade The Giver? Or they made it into a movie?
I don't know.
And I actually think Taylor Swift was in it. It was horrible. It was so bad. And I actually think Meryl Streep was in it.
Was it 2014?
Yes. It was so bad.
Jeff Bridges, Taylor Swift.
Yeah, I had 35 on Rotten Tomatoes.
Katie Holmes. Whoa.
Katie Holmes was in it? Oh my God.
I never saw that.
I kind of want to rewatch it just to think about how. Because The Giver was like my favorite book growing up.
Oh, yeah. I read that. I think in high school, maybe.
Yeah, it was like
dystopian.
I think it might have been junior high.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well,
interesting.
Interesting.
Well, guys, that's it for today. Let us know if you have any amazing stories or books you've read, or have any thoughts on the book The Giver, or if you have any thoughts on True Detective this season, or can explain to us what is
going on.
Yeah. I am Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stettin.
And that's all, folks.
Bye.
Bye. All the news you can handle. Bimbo News. So tune in to this channel. Bimbo News. Everything you want to know. Bimbo News. About recent news and TV shows. Bimbo News. Powered by Acast. Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.